This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A fifth person has died as a result of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Wednesday. The Capitol Police announced late Thursday that one of its officers had died from injuries sustained while physically engaging with protesters. His follows the death of a protester Wednesday, shot and killed by police inside the Capitol, and three others of apparent medical emergencies. Several security figures on Capitol Hill take the fall after Wednesday's riot by Trump supporters, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The fallout from Wednesday's shocking rush on the U.S. Capitol by a mob of Trump supporters is costing several individuals their jobs. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund will resign effective January 16th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for Sund's resignation, which was confirmed to the AP by a person familiar with the matter. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asked Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger to resign, and he did so effective immediately. And House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving, another key security official, also submitted his resignation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack. The District of Columbia's acting U.S. attorney said 15 people have been charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in D.C. Superior Court in the lead-up to the attack, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Some who stormed the Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after police publicized their identities. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C.'s mayor extended the state of public emergency to 15 days, ending the day after January 20th inauguration.